Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson, and I am so excited to be here with you today to chat about this topic. So, I've been wanting to talk about this since before the podcast season 2 even launched, and I was getting really excited and kind of animated about this topic and having all kinds of conversations with people. And I was a little bit reluctant to bring this to the podcast, but then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to talk about this. Even if it's a little bit controversial, even if it pisses some people off, because I feel like the conversations, the hard conversations about this topic are not being had because people want to find an easy way or a quick fix and they're not really thinking about the implications. So you've probably guessed, and it's probably going to be in the podcast episode title, which we'll see what it is when all said and done, but ChatGPT that launched on November 22nd, and it's been a topic of conversation among so many marketers. And today I kind of wanted to talk about it from my lens as an SEO expert, a small business owner, somebody who's been in the marketing space for a really long time, and ask and bring up some of the things that I just don't see being talked about at all. So first things first, I am not an AI expert, right? I am not a ChatGPT expert. I've played around with it a little bit just so I could have a baseline of what to talk about and not pretend that I knew everything about it, not even having used it myself. But the first thing that has shocked the hell out of me is how many celebrity coaches have come out and sent out emails being like, or posted on Instagram, I did this, this, and this with ChatGPT, and every single one of them has included an SEO blog post. And just before we even dive into any of these other topics, it is against Google's guidelines, their spam guidelines, to use AI-generated content. So whether or not they're sophisticated enough to pick up on all AI-generated content, that remains to be seen. But you're not supposed to do it for SEO. So write a blog post, great, but don't expect it to be SEO optimized because it's not. Google doesn't want you doing that. Are they going to have to adapt to this new program? Maybe. We'll see. But as it stands right now on January 19th, 2023, don't do it. Okay, that's the first thing. And it really pisses me off seeing a lot of people with big platforms recommend doing this because it's not good for your overall visibility or your SEO health at all. So first things first, before we even get into any of the other broader implications about AI, that's the first thing that I want to say. The second thing that is kind of shocking me is that Nobody has brought up what any of this means, any of this. So this is not just like AI. I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, look at Tesla and their self-driving cars and they're crashing. They're not getting any better. I think something that needs to be really like understood here is this is generative AI. It has the capability to replicate how somebody is thinking, like the way that somebody is thinking about something and then generate content. It's much more sophisticated than an automated chatbot in your HoneyBook or Shopify. This is a whole other level. And I think that needs to be really understood because this isn't basic, right? This is inputted on an enormous amount of data with a very sophisticated level of understanding. So before anything else, and again, I am not an AI expert, I'm not a developer, I'm not a computer person. But that to me is the big differentiator here between, you know, what can I help you with today? And the little virtual assistant pops up and do, you know, and they give you like 3 or 4 selections to choose from. So that is something that AE is not being talked about. But the implications of something like this for copywriters, logo designers, brand designers, marketers, social media managers, everyone's like, here, this is going to make your job easier without any consideration about what the actual long-term impact of supporting and utilizing technology like this is. This is baseline, folks. This shit is only going to get more sophisticated and better from here, right? This is a baseline. If you can input a question and it out pops a legal document that you could actually use in court, that's fucking scary. This is baseline. It's only going to get more sophisticated. And as it gets more sophisticated, it's going to become more valuable. And that gets into a whole separate conversation of who owns it, right? We've got Sam Edelman or whatever his name is, who's the CEO of this, but who actually owns it, right? Who owns the copyright? If you write an award-winning essay based on ChatGPT and you win $25,000, who owns that? Who has the copyright? Who gets the money? Maybe you used it only a little bit, but who owns that, right? And not to mention that it's based on inputted data, which is now at this point 18 months old, right? But it's based on web scraping and basically pulling other people's intellectual property. And then it outputs something that it says is unique to you. But is it? So there are huge implications for this from a copyright perspective and a copyright infringement perspective, right? And there are already cases where there is AI that's taking in somebody's life work. And there's a illustrator in Disney, Lady Holly Menjert. I'm going to totally botch her last name because I'm horrible with pronouncing names. And she's in Canada. And there was a model who was trained with 32 pieces of her original work for a few hours. And as a result, and I'm pulling this from an article, the machine learning model was able to replicate her exact style on a new concept. And so, okay, this is her entire life's work, basically. And this AI in a few hours was able to replicate and take something and produce something totally brand new about it, right? So if her work can be replicated, what about all of the illustrators, writers, songwriters who are being replicated, and what can you do about it? And there are no laws yet, really, that are regulating this. So this is, I am blown away that nobody is talking about this. If you're producing content and putting it on your website and calling it your own, but it's actually generated by AI, who owns it? If you're taken to court because that piece of content was actually scraped from somebody's original idea from 5 years ago that was inputted into the AI machine, who actually owns it, right? These are really complicated questions, and it feels really good, and it's like a dopamine hit, and it's like, oh my God, I just wrote 3 blog posts and all of my social media content for the month of January. But you need to take a step back. We, as a collective, as humanity, need to take a step back and ask ourselves, what are the long-term implications of this? Not to mention, look at Microsoft. They're an investor in this, right? They're going to push this hard. What happens when companies can pay $300 or $400 a month for something like this versus a human? Who's going to gatekeep this technology? I know I asked this already earlier in the episode, but this is a really big question. Who gets to control it? Who's going to regulate it? Is it going to be regulated on individual country laws? Like, what? There are so many questions about this, especially as it gets to be more sophisticated. And these are the types of things that I think sometimes people are like, oh, we don't need to worry about that. It's just outputting information. But we do need to worry about that. I mean, the education sector has been totally unhinged by this, right? I mean, schools have already outright banned it because how easy is it to go to this and produce an essay or a quote unquote original piece of work? Scientific publications have already had to say, no, ChatGPT cannot be a co-author on your scientific journal entry. Like, this is real shit happening right now, right? And this was only released to the public on November 22nd. And I think it's incredibly irresponsible of celebrity coaches and other marketers who have big platforms to push this because it's trendy, because it's top of mind, because it's good for their bottom line, without thinking about the broader implications for small business owners, for the economy, for anything. I'm usually not a person who likes to use my business platform to harp on about other things, but this one particular thing is something that we need to really, really think about. And one of the emails from one of these celebrity coaches that I received was a list of things that you could do with this ChatGPT and write SEO-friendly blog posts, script YouTube videos, nope, write email subject lines, okay, Great Twitter and social media content. Meh. Sales copy like ads for your service, landing page content, etc. Having a conversation with a typewriter. I'm loving this one. So some of these, I think there's space for using it as an idea generator or a subject line generator. I 100% understand and see the value in AI for that. But that's not what people are just going to use it for, right? Create Twitter and social media content. I mean, kind of feel like it's the lazy approach. It takes the human aspect out of it. But if you're using it as a jumping off point, which, full disclosure, I probably will. We'll see. I'm kind of on the anti-AI train right now as a matter of principle, but we'll see. But YouTube videos, scripts, YouTube videos, and SEO-friendly blog posts, hell to the no. It's based on data that's been scraped. Like, this is the thing that's kind of blowing my mind. It's not original. It feels original, but it's not. It's based on somebody else's information, data, blog posts. Artists are suing this company left, right, and center because you can input something, output an illustration, but it's actually based on somebody's work from 10 years ago. Imagine having your life's work inputted into an AI chatbot and some 20-year-old inputs it and starts making tons of money off of your work. Let's think about that. And the age thing is irrelevant. I just threw it in there. Some 80-year-old starts making money on your work. I don't want to appear ageist. So, because as a 40-year-old, that's definitely a top of mind, right? Totally different conversation. But these are the things that we need to think about, not to mention what happens as it gets smarter, as it gets more sophisticated. What happens when we cannot tell the difference between a human and the AI? And that's coming. I'll save that for another day because I think that's one of those head explosion things where people are like, okay, Nina, now you're putting a tinfoil hat on. But it's really not. It's happening. It's there. You can go to that website where it's like, these people are not real, and all of the AI generated people that look like real people, but they're not real people. But let's bring it back to the marketing and SEO piece of it, right? Let's just look at it from that lens. We don't need to go down a rabbit hole of the what ifs, the robot takeover when they kill us all. We don't need to think about that. Let's just look at it from an SEO and marketing lens, right? What happens if two people input very similar questions and the output is the same, more or less, and both of those people create content for their websites or their blog posts or their social media, right? Think about that. Talk about unoriginal. Bad enough people copy each other all the time as is, let alone using a computer to generate content from. And I just want to make a very clear distinction, right? Using full-blown like blog posts versus using it to generate ideas or get over writer's block, I definitely think that it has that place. And I said this, but I want to be really clear on that because I don't want to come from a place of shaming either for anybody listening being like, well, shit, I used it to help me generate ideas. There's value in that. What my concern is that people think now, oh, I don't have to even write my content. I just put this topic in. It's going to output this amazing SEO blog post and I'm good to go. It doesn't work that way. It shouldn't work that way, but it doesn't work that way right now. So these are the things that I want you to really step back and think about with the ChatGPT and what its role is as marketers and SEOs and business owners, right? And think of yourself, put yourself in the shoes of a copywriter or an email marketer or a brand logo specialist. Even as an SEO, I'm kind of feeling like, oh, could somebody easily put, you know, information and get out exactly what I could tell them? Probably. And I know a lot of people are like, but people still want and need human connection. Absolutely, they do. But you know what? You know who doesn't care about human need and connection? Corporations who have bottom lines and shareholders to answer to. If you didn't know this already, they don't give a shit about human connection. So those companies will 150% use tools like this and replace workforce 150%. Again, that's a big assumption. You can look at Microsoft. They just laid off 10,000 people. Some of that was probably COVID surplus. I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to speak to it any more than that. But as a marketer, let's think really hard about what are the implications for our colleagues, for other people that we know in business? What are the implications when I am a celebrity coach with a platform of 1 million plus telling people to utilize a technology that we as a people don't really fully understand yet because it feels easy and it's trendy and it's a hot topic. So this is probably the most ranting I'll ever do on the podcast. If you've listened to this whole thing, I appreciate it so much. Food for thought on ChatGPT and the future of AI as it relates to SEO and marketing and where it can all fit in. I think there's definitely a place for it, but I think we need to tread carefully, tread lightly. This is one of those things that's going to be looked back on as monumental in our human evolution. I have no doubt about that. And right now we're in a position to be able to sort of, you know, be like, okay, let's set some boundaries here. Not to mention there's little to no regulation. There are zero federal laws about AI. So this is something else to think about. The copyright and plagiarism thing is a big one for me. So, all right. That is everything for today. These are my thoughts on ChatGPT. You can tell I'm not a big fan of AI. I think it has a place, but I think we need to tread very, very lightly. Thank you for listening. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.